This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that safety of women is top priority of the nation along with their empowerment. He added that atrocities against women are unpardonable sin and the guilty must not be spared. Mr. Modi was speaking after distributing certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis in a function organized at Jalgaon in Maharashtra. Mr. Modi noted that public institutions like hospitals, schools, offices or the police system should be made accountable and any negligence on their part is unacceptable. The Prime Minister said our biggest responsibility as a society and as a government should be to protect the lives and dignity of women. The Prime Minister also felicitated Lakhpati Didis and discussed with them about their businesses. He underlined that the government is working towards opening all sectors for women which were once restricted for them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for employing technology and new innovations in judicial system to provide justice for all. He emphasized that simplifying justice delivery is a collective responsibility, though current processes often complicate this goal. He was speaking at the closing ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee celebration of the Rajasthan High Court in Jodhpur. The Prime Minister highlighted the country's historic strides toward more straightforward justice delivery, including the repeal of outdated laws. He praised recent reforms in criminal laws as essential, noting that these changes align with the nation's growing ambitions and the need for modernized systems to support the vision of a new India. Mr. Modi also advocated for alternative dispute resolution mechanisms, which he believed will enhance both ease of living and justice. During the event, the Prime Minister virtually inaugurated the Rajasthan High Court Museum and launched the Twarit program. The meeting of the BJP Central Election Committee was held in New Delhi to finalize the names of the candidates for upcoming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Jitendra Singh and other senior officials of the party were present in meeting. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today virtually inaugurated the Regional Unit Office of Narcotics Control Bureau in Nawaraipur, Chhattisgarh. On this occasion, a review meeting on the drug scenario in Chhattisgarh was also held under the chairmanship of the Union Home Minister. On this occasion, Mr. Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's resolve to make the country drug-free by 2047, the centenary year of India's independence, is now becoming the resolve of every countryman. He said that illegal trade of narcotics is linked to national security. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has chaired a bilateral meeting on U.S.-India civil nuclear in New Delhi. The Ministry of Science and Technology today said that the meeting highlighted the deepening cooperation between the two nations in critical areas, including science, technology and clear energy. During the meeting, Dr. Singh announced that an Indian astronaut from the Gaganyaan mission is set to join the International Space Station, marking a significant milestone in Indo-US space collaboration. He emphasized the importance of this partnership in securing global supply chains, especially in sectors like semiconductors, pharmaceuticals and clean energy technologies. CBI has visited 15 places this morning in connection with the financial irregularities at Arjigar Medical College and hospital case in Kolkata. A team of CBI is interrogating former principal of Arjigar, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, at his residence. CBI team is accompanied with central team and Kolkata police. Another team of CBI is at Arjigar College to question the new principal and the new vice principal. Besides, teams of CBI are interrogating Arjigar Professor Dr. Devashish Som, former medical superintendent and vice principal Dr. Sanjay Vashishth and medical supplier Biplab Singh at their respective residences. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the advancement in India's space sector. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said the youth of the nation has benefited greatly by the reforms in the space sector. In a groundbreaking achievement, the Indian surfing team has secured its first ever quota for the 2026 Asian Games in Aichi, Nagoya, Japan. Both the men's and women's teams clinched spots at the Asian Surfing Championships 2024 held in Maldives. And that is the end of this news bulletin.